Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel is your go-to spot for all things tractor and heavy equipment. From sales to service and even locating that hard-to-find part, we can handle it all. We even have rentals. For all your tractor and heavy equipment needs, visit Southern Equipment in Laurel or call 601-651-4555.
Free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, it's the last day of the month, and that means we're at Ramey Motors in Purvis. Kelly and I, glad to be here. Michael producing the show back in the studio. My first time to have been here in a while. I was reminded of that when I walked in the door, Kelly. And heck, man, since I was last here, I think the inventory's gotten even more compact. It's everything.
Well, and they're adding, you know, because things are so popular and hopping around here, you notice the actual property is expanding in the back. They're adding all kinds of they have to because of all the merchandise that they've got available now, and they continue to expand the products and services here at Ramey Motors.
All right, Tony Purvis, who the city was named after, will be on the show here in a little bit. Coach Christian Ostrander will be joining us a little later in the program as the Golden Eagles get ready to take off to Auburn. We're about to join Ben Milam. You said the young dashing. Ben Milam, who is in Lewiston, Idaho with William Carey. But before we go there, you had some breaking news out of Auburn, you said.
Yeah, we do, and this is the timing of this is really a little bit suspect, Bob, I think. But we are getting reports out of Auburn today that they are actually going to cancel fall classes in order to maintain the spring GPA. So
and they've already canceled a Penn game to protect their RPO.
So if you've already enrolled in classes for the fall in Auburn, too bad.
They're looking for an obscure rule, we understand, that would allow them to cancel the winner's bracket game and advance straight to the finals.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the selection committee and some of the members that are on there.
It's a possibility.
They might have to recuse themselves, but there's a good chance that it would pass.
It'll pass.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to happen for William Carey University. They're playing in the NAIA World Series, and they're down to four teams. But the bad news, Ben Milam, play-by-play voice of William Carey, with us from Lewiston, Idaho, where he said he was eating shrimp. I find that a little dicey. But I'm hoping the shrimp went down okay, has stayed down. And I'm hoping Ben Carey will get back on the track. What happened last night?
Yeah, 7-3 loss against Westmont College, and as we've talked about, it was a battle of the unbeaten, the last two unbeaten teams in this World Series, and Westmont playing really good baseball. They're kind of, they're not one of these teams that really is going to beat you by leaving the yard. Pitching is pretty strong, and that was a strong suit last night, and Crusaders were just not able to really get the big inning across. That's kind of been the bread and butter for Coach Halford's offense this year. Came out a little flat. Had three errors in the ball game. Had that middle inning lull that you really can't afford against a scrappy club like Westmont. Just weren't able to get that big hit in the end, and it kind of just got away from them a little bit. But Coach Halford after the game said he wasn't all that upset with how they played. It was just a few things didn't roll their way, and they weren't able to kind of get that spark to get out of it. But another day today and a tough one on the schedule.
Yeah, but the good thing about the way this bracket works out now, Ben, with just four teams left, Westmont out of California, who beat Carey last night, the way the bracket works out now, Westmont has to play the number one seed, even though Southeastern of Florida, the number one seed, has a loss. So if you're a Carey fan, you're kind of hoping that Southeastern can pull this one off today so that everybody that remains in the field would have at least one loss so that every game from here on out would be an elimination game.
Yeah, that's right. It is a little funky, the 10-team double elimination format, because if Southeastern does beat Westmont, there will be three teams remaining. And after today, the World Series committee for the NAI, they'll get together and decide who gets the bye. So one team will be in the national title game. They'll be a game away from a national championship, and then the other 2 1-loss teams will play. And it's a little bit of a subjective formula. We don't really know what's going to happen there. But you're right. I mean, it sets up, obviously, you need Southeastern to beat Westmont, because if William Carey wins tonight, Westmont is undefeated, then you have to beat Westmont twice to win a national championship. And so it's a little funky the way it plays out, but as always, you win and things tend to take care of themselves.
Which is why you seed teams, though. So it would only make sense that if it came down to those 3 1-loss teams, that the team with the highest seed that's remaining, you would think, would automatically catapult itself into the national championship game. But the good news for Carey is that John Cohen is not on this selection committee.
We're not going to let
this go. That's
right.
Thankfully, they do not take into account RPI. Thank goodness.
We're not going to let this go. But first thing Carey has to do is win today, and they play Lewis Clark State College. Tell us about that matchup.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, you look at it on paper, Lewis Clark is similar to Westmont. They're probably the most well-rounded ball club in terms of talent, just in every facet of the game. They were preseason ranked number 2 in the country and ended up not really having that great of a year. They were the 4 seed in their opening round, the regional. Were able to go 3-0 in that one to punch their ticket to the World Series. But, I mean, one of the reasons it's so tough to play Lewis Clark is this is obviously their home ballpark. They used to get an auto bid to the World Series every year. So this is their 41st World Series. And not only are they in their home ballpark, but they have played in the World Series more than anyone. In fact, almost twice as much as any program in NAIA baseball. So this is a veteran club. They've been here before. This offense has really found their footing. They've hit 7 home runs across the first 3 games of this World Series. It's going to be tough all the way around. The Crusaders really have got to find a way to start getting those big numbers on the board when they have the opportunity.
All right, when is the game, Ben?
3:05 local time, so that'll be 5:05 in Hattiesburg. We'll come on the air at 4:50 on Super Talk.
Well, if it's on time, is there a game prior to the Carey game?
Just two games today, so it will be on time.
Okay, well, good deal. Well, one thing before we let you go, you're in Idaho. I know when I was out west a year or so ago, all you could find to eat was beef or bison. I could not find any raw oysters anywhere. Same thing in Idaho?
Yeah, same thing. It's a lot of beef, a lot of potatoes. And so that's why I mentioned we'd eaten some shrimp. You got to find a way to mix some different stuff in there when you can.
That was fresh shrimp right from the Gulf of Mexico to Idaho. Am I correct about that, Ben?
Right off the truck. That's right.
How long ago was that, if I can ask?
That was on Wednesday, actually, Wednesday of last week. So I think we're all good.
All right, so you're safe.
Yeah.
You're safe.
Yeah.
All right, good deal. Well, we don't want you sick out there, and we want you to keep us up to date. So we'll be checking in with you after tonight's game. Thank you, man.
All right, sounds good, guys. Always a pleasure.
All right. Ben Milam, the dashing young Ben Milam.
Yeah, Ben's got a great future in broadcasting.
There's no question about that.
You know, if he gets the opportunity, the problem is in radio lots of times is you get, I mean, Vin Scully was doing Dodger games till he was 92 years old. There are some of these guys that just hang on forever and ever and ever and don't, you know, won't move aside and let these young guys get a shot.
Yeah, well, Michael Mergens has indicated to us he's going to continue to do the NIM edition until well into his 90s. Is that not right, Michael?
That is not right.
Now, let me tell you, if you've been listening to William Carey, you need to thank the man back in the studio because he's been nursing all the technical stuff that gets it on the air. And Michael, what is the latest you have been up monitoring these ball games?
Last night was 12:15, I guess, but Monday night was 12:30, mm-hmm. and I'm not used to that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great listening to the games, and it's. Ben does such an awesome job that it was worth staying up, but yeah, I'm paying for it the next morning.
He really does do a good job. Hey, man, we got a lot coming up on the Eagle Hour. Coach Tricia Ostrander is going to join us. Tomorrow, we've got Samford coach Tony David on the show, along with Cliff Russum and Patrick McGee. Friday, we have the coach of Pennsylvania, Penn. And we have a really unique guest Friday, Kelly.
Yeah, Ladd Rhodes, who is on the staff at Nicholls State. Nicholls State, the Colonels out of the Southland, they won their bid to play in the regionals this year. And he's got a team. He's got another coach on the staff with him there at Nicholls, who also pitched at Southern Miss. So you got a couple of guys on the staff at Nicholls with Southern Miss ties. So we're going to talk with them. And that, if, like I said, if you're going to cheer for a team, you know, that's kind of a dark horse, go with the Colonels of Nicholls State just because of the Southern Miss ties. We'll fill in those blanks.
Someone just texted me this picture of you, Kelly. Actually, it was Heath Hinton. This is a very young Kelly Santer.
Which is, explains why the picture is in black and white.
It literally is.
Yes, it is, of course. Surprised it's not etched in limestone.
We'll be back with any breaking news from Auburn and more information from Ramey Motors right after this.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Eagle Hour on the road down here with our buddies at Ramey Motors in Purvis, and always glad to be down here. Christian Ostrander coming up next segment on the Eagle Hour. Going to give us some last-minute tidbits before the Golden Eagles leave to take on the Samford
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, the Samford Bulldogs. And we will have their coach, Tony David, will be on the Eagle Hour tomorrow. He's from Ocean Springs, by the way.
Yeah, that's right, where he was a Greyhound, Ocean Springs Greyhounds. You know,
your brain is full of useless trivia.
They've always had some pretty good baseball teams in Ocean Springs, and they've got a really good team here in Purvis, Bob.
Right, Purvis on their way to maybe winning a state championship. Tony Purvis is with us. Tony, exactly when did they name the city after you? Well, how long ago was that?
Kelly just said, when the city after me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was a good pickup line in high school, but it's not true. Whatever Kelly has told you, it is not true.
Did it work in high school?
It did.
Wow.
Yeah, have you seen my wife? She's gorgeous. But,
well,
yeah.
Good for you. So Purvis is about to play for a state baseball championship.
That's right. Coming out of a big three-game series with Summerall, it's always good to beat the 589 rivals. So excited to see what they do with West Lauderdale. Team's young. Got two seniors. So a lot of young talent on this team. Really excited to watch them today and see what they do.
Good for them. I'll tell you what there is a lot of, too, and that's merchandise down here.
That's right.
Man, you guys got a lot of boats out there, bay boats, bass boats,
name it, huh? Yeah, got everything. Got
pontoons.
Got pontoons, big center consoles, and got little river boats. Any type of boat you need, we got them down here. We offer financing as well. But, boats have been flying out of here. We've been doing really good with boats here recently.
That was my favorite band back in the 80s, the Little River Boat. They were really good.
What was their mascot?
What was their mascot? And you've got something, too, to make really a cool vacation. You got campers. So I could take my camper, my boat.
Right.
I could go camp out at a state park and really have a good time.
One-stop shop of fun.
Now, there's different classifications of campers. Educate us a little
bit. Right. So we carry your bumper pool campers, and then we got Class C motorhomes. They have Class A's and Class B's. We just have Class C's here, which are going to be a good size, good price point, a big RV. You can pull your Jeeps behind you. You can go out there and hit the road in the RV, driving in style.
But a Class C, so I'm guessing
Class C is going to have your motor, yeah. So we have three different brands. We have Prism, that's going to be a Mercedes diesel engine. And then we got Cross Trail, that's actually an EcoBoost 3.5 Ford engine in it. And then the Leprechauns we have, feature the 7.3 Ford gas burner engine as well.
We shouldn't have brought that up. I get a text from my wife. She wants a boat.
Oh, there you go. There you go, Bob. And of course, we're right in the height of now lawn mowing season.
Right.
We've had plenty of rain, so I imagine those are pretty hard to hang on to as well.
Lawn mowers, we do offer the Gravely's. Got Husqvarna as well. But, yeah, used to, this was all full, Kelly, last time you were here. You can see some empty spots. We've been moving some mowers, and we do sell them with package deals, you know, that comes with a trailer, your weed eater, blower, you know, anything you can put on there. We'll package it all up for you.
There's a guy out there looking at a pontoon boat right now.
He is. Look at him.
Look at him. He's up on top of it looking at it. So this place has got to be so unusual. How many dealerships are there that sell cars, trucks, motorcycles, scooters, lawnmowers, weed eaters, tractors, boats,
and
four-wheelers?
And now we got fishing poles, live worms. We got everything over here in the corner as well. We got grills and smokers and fish fryers. We got just about everything. I've never seen any place like this. I know you've done some traveling.
Do you really sell live worms?
Yeah, we got live worms. Yeah. We do.
And don't even have to go to Congress and find them. You got them right here. And we talked about the actual property is expanding, too.
Right,
Tony, tell us what the future holds.
Well, yeah, if you actually can see what was just dirt work forever. Now there is a building down there. We are going to have a state-of-the-art shop down there, move our mechanics down there. And then eventually the plan is to renovate this building as well, open it up, and just continue to grow, carry more. But that's going to be a big shop down there. We're going to do a lot of, like I said, state-of-the-art. You know, we got great mechanics. We're going to give them a nice place to work.
Yeah, and it's not once the sale is made, you're done, too. I mean, you have a complete – you service every single thing that you sell here.
That's right, yeah. And that's another good thing about us, too, is we carry so much. We got mechanics that do it all. So
one thing that we don't talk about much when we're here at motorcycles, so you guys got some wicked looking Honda motorcycles.
Yeah, we do. We got a good bit over there. We got dirt bikes, we got scooters, and we got the just any type of bike you can get, anything with two wheels, we got it over here. Kelly, you look good on that CRF right there.
I think there's a weight limit on those, Tony.
We want Kelly taking a video of Kelly riding the scooter. Can you arrange that for us,
Tony? We can do that.
Well, now, what's the difference, honestly? I mean, if they got two wheels, what's the difference between a motorcycle, a scooter?
That's the man here.
Just your horsepower, CC on your motor, the speed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how fast can a scooter go?
That one, with you on it, probably 35.
With me on it.
Going downhill, you get up to 60, maybe.
Yeah, the problem is if it goes downhill, it has to go uphill again. You know.
And when you come in the building, you're met by the lovely Star.
That's
is
right.
Is that correct?
Star. She's our shining star.
He's just been begging to come on the show. You can come on, Star. You can come get on. Star is saying no. She's dropping her head.
We've yet to get her to put this headset on.
No.
She said if you'll get rid of the black man, the fat man that's dressed in black, I might move
I did hear her say that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Tony, all this stuff's great. But there are not a lot of people that can walk in here like Kelly and stroke you a check for a bay boat. So you guys can handle that, can't you?
That's right. Yeah, we got plenty of financing options. We do. We can handle all that here. We got great relationship with some lenders. So, we do all your financing. Now, rates are higher than they've ever been. I ain't going to lie to you. Everybody knows it. They just went up again. Tomorrow, there'll be new rates going up a quarter point. So,
really?
Yeah, we're battling that for sure. It's been tough. But we do have multiple options when it comes to financing. We'll do everything we can to get you borrowed at the lowest rate possible.
Is financing like basically the same to get qualified, let's say, on the different things that you have? In other words, is it the same process to buy a truck as it would to be to buy a tractor?
Essentially, yes. I mean, you do an application, we'd send it to the lenders. But, yeah, I'm not going to say one thing's easier, one thing's harder. You got different banks look at different stuff. It's not just based off credit score. You know, some of these lenders nowadays are looking at what they call an internal score. So job time, resident time, you know, the stuff that's not going to show up as far on your credit score. They're looking more in depth than that, which helps some people. You know, if you had a bad time and your credit score is low, we still might can get it done. So don't let that stop you. Don't let that hesitate you for coming down here and trying.
If there's a way that it can be done,
we're going to get it done. That is correct.
And these rates, because of President Biden's age, from day to day, these rates could change because we don't know. He's that old. We don't know. You know what's going to happen from day to day.
I see a sign here that says Ramey Motors Top Rated Dealer 2020 Car Gurus.
Right. We didn't put the other ones up yet. But yeah, we love our reviews we get on Car Gurus and all our many advertising sources. We run a lot of advertising, Bob. We sell a lot. I mean, I've sent them to California. I've sent them to Oklahoma. I've sent them to Maine. We sell all over the country. It's kind of crazy down here in small little Purvis how far we reach. And
well, the good thing is people can go online, look at your inventory,
right,
you'll make arrangements to get whatever they bought sent to them.
That's
Am I right?
We delivered a tractor Monday to or not Monday, Memorial Day. We actually sent it yesterday to Michigan. Got
really?
From Michigan. Yep, bought a tractor. And we shipped it all the way up there to
him. That's really remarkable.
Crazy, man. It's crazy how far this
Safe to say this guy in Michigan had never been to Purvis.
No.
I think it's really cool, though, too, Tony, that anybody from Auburn that wants to buy something, you are refusing to sell it to them. I think that's great. You know, this week, I don't care how much money you have in Auburn, we are not selling to you.
Canceling the sale.
Yes.
To save their future credit rating.
Yeah, just say, we've only got 200, and I'm sorry, you're the 201st request.
I guess you can tell we're not going to let this go about Auburn. We've been railing for 3 days about Auburn. Maybe my wife suggested last night, maybe it's time to let it go, but I can't.
And you're not rolling up the sidewalks today heading up 49. I talked to Glenn Heron, talked to Matt Niemeyer. They said the Tornado Nation is headed up the
That's
road.
That's right. I'm excited for them, man. We're going to watch it. We got the game on TV right behind us. So
where do they play those
We're going to watch
Kelly?
It.
At Trustmark Park.
Oh, well, great. Man, that's cool for kids, isn't it?
We're watching the 1A game right now. I believe it's at 2A, Kelly.
Let's
East
see.
Union and Pigsgah.
Pisgah.
Pisgah.
The Dragons.
I may be wrong.
He knew the mascot.
That's unbelievable.
The Dragons.
I may be wrong about this. I don't think I am, but I thought I saw a picture last night where Purvis practiced at the Pete.
They did. They did. That was awesome. They let them to get up there and hit on a big field. That was cool. I saw that as well.
Good. So, Purvis favor, Kelly, you'd know.
Boy, West Lauderdale seems to be up there every single year in the north, and it seems to come down between Purvis and Summerall every year in the south. So, I mean, Purvis is really good, by virtue of the fact that they knock Summerall off. So, it's not that any team is better than the other. It's you're not going to play the team. It's like Bobby Hallford said, you play the game.
Yeah.
You know,
good point.
So we'll see, but I don't know if they're having any special. Presentation to Dakota Baker this week as the greatest
I'm
baseball.
I'm sure they must before the game. How could they not?
Yeah.
Is that where he's at?
No, he's on the beach.
A real team man.
Yeah. He's obviously greatly concerned about the outcome.
All right, we're going to bring you back at the bottom of the hour and talk more about the Auburn Regional. We hadn't talked much about that this week. And next, Christian Ostrander is going to join us. Stay with us.
Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road. Last day of the month. We're at Ramey Motors in Purvis. These guys have us down here once a month. 12 months out of the year, we're very grateful to them for that. Also very grateful to have Coach Christian Ostrander on the Eagle Hour, Associate Head Coach, pitching coach, of course, for the Golden Eagles. They're about 20 minutes away from leaving for the Auburn Regional. So, Coach, first of all, I want to say thanks for taking time. I know that your schedule is a little busy, to say the least, right now. But here's my first question for you, Coach. You and I talked back at the start of the season, actually before it started at the media day, and we were talking about we were all a little surprised at how many pitchers were drafted and how much we lost in the way of arms and innings. And, you expressed to me at that point, there was a lot of work to be done with a lot of kids. But, Coach, when I'm out there this past week in Montgomery and I see performances from Will Armistead and Nico Mazza, and obviously Justin Storm and Tanner, we expected that of Tanner. But when you see kids like Armistead, Mazza, and Storm step up and pitch as courageously as they did. That must have put a big smile on your face.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, you develop relationships with these guys, and you want to see them be successful and to watch them grow and see the growth that's taken in some of these guys just from the beginning of this year to now, or from 2 years ago to now, or a year ago to now. I mean, it's, you know, that's what you hope to see. I mean, that's why you do what you do, and you try to coach them up and help them, you know, develop and get better. And those guys have certainly done that. And I think, you know, the staff itself has. And so it's been fun to watch.
Well, there's no question. And of course, Armistead pitched a complete seven-inning game, and that was magnificent. I'll have to tell you, from a fan's perspective, I was really impressed with Mazza, and I thought that obviously Storm was the big story of the championship game, Coach. But I thought Mazza was really electric in the first three innings and pretty much set the tone for what Louisiana was going to have to deal with all afternoon.
Well, no doubt Nico's really found a groove here, you know, this last month or whatever. And, you know, just wasn't that championship game, those couple of innings he covered and those outs he got against Troy and that, you know, nail-biter, you know, a couple of days earlier was huge. But yeah, no, Nico, man, he was blowing and going. He was competing hard. Fastball was really hopping out of that hand. And, you know, his cutter was there, change-up and slider. So he had the – he was going at him, man, and he knew he wasn't. I wasn't expecting nine innings. I said, just go get as many outs as you can, and then we're going to get the ball to Storm and let him get as many outs as he can. So he really set the tone good, for sure.
Coach, when you at the beginning of the year, you said if these young guys will develop, you know, they do have the potential to be pretty special, and I think statistically that happened. But I want to talk mechanics a little bit, because going back from the time these kids were 10 and 11, they knew what a strike was, right? I mean, that sure. That hasn't changed. So when you say that they've improved, what exactly are we talking about? Because like I said, a strike has always been a strike. How are they better now specifically in the way that they approach their craft?
Well, I think once you get to a point that you have full confidence and trust in your body, your delivery, your execution of the pitch, once you really get to that point where you're not worried about or hoping that it works or whatever, you're trusting it and you're just letting it rip and you're letting your body and your delivery move naturally and stuff, that's when you get more consistent. And I think in order for that to happen, I think you got to handle, you know, what's in between your ears. You got to make sure that you are truly, you're not just nodding your head saying, oh, I believe, I'm going to do it. But you really do. And you learn how to, and that takes you to another level of competing. And that's kind of what I've seen a little bit. And I think sometimes it takes a little bit longer with new guys and younger guys to really get that message across and get them to understand it. Sometimes it takes them failing. But when you have great models in front of you with the Tanner Halls and you know, Matt Adams and Justin, the guys, the older guys that have been doing it a little bit, I tell those guys all the time, you watch them, watch the ingredients of what it looks like and stuff, and usually it's something that they can control mentally. And so to answer your question, that's what I believe. Yeah, they always knew what a strike was, but you get to this level, this is big boy baseball, you better believe it. You better believe you're fixing to execute it to really have a chance to.
And albeit just a youth coach, you know, I've done it for 100 years, and I think one of the things that the layperson doesn't understand is, particularly as a pitcher, people don't understand the emotional expenditure that a pitcher puts out there, which is why they only work, you know, obviously the physical aspects, but the mental aspects of pitching is another reason why they only go every 4 or 5 days as starters. The emotional expenditure, the mental exhaustion that pitchers go through never gets talked about.
Well, I agree with you. And if they're not exhausted, then they're not doing it right, you know, because there should be so many cues. There should be so many reminders, demands. I call them demands. Don't just say it. You demand yourself to do this. And internally, they should be saying a series of things before every pitch. And because if they do that, then the chances of it working and doing it correctly is much higher than if they just see the sign and go. And so, you know, again, it's just all about the mental side of it that you work on really from day one when they get here. We're still working on it now. I mean, never ends.
All right, Coach, so this is a four-team tournament as compared to the conference tournament, a lot more teams involved. Is there a different approach to managing your staff going into this thing Friday?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, there's not a day off like there could be one in the conference tournament and stuff. I mean, it's going to be, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I guess what, possibly Monday. So, right. You know, it's we're going after it. We're going to attack game one, do everything we got to do to win game one, and then worry about game two. Do everything we got to do to win games, then work, you know, and so on. There's no saving. There's no anything, in my opinion. I think it's you got to go win. Go play to win.
All right, Kelly and I have seen a lot of social media comment all week. There are a lot of coaches on the internet, Coach Oz. I don't know if you realize that or not, but I never knew how many baseball coaches there were. It was only surpassed by the number of doctors there were on the internet during the COVID problem. But a lot of debate over do you start your best guy first game. We're of the old school opinion that you have to win the first game, Coach. Are you prepared at this point to give us any indication how you plan to do this?
No, I'm not. I wish I was, but I'm not prepared. And I've talked with Coach Barry, and we're you know, there's reasons that we want to, you know, keep that between us right now. And I can guarantee you this. We're gonna compete to win that game, and we're gonna do everything we got to do that. So, but we're gonna hold off on that a little bit right now. And you know, I guess we'll soon find out.
What's the itinerary now? I know you guys are leaving at 2 o'clock. What's the itinerary between now and Friday at 1, Coach Oz?
You know, we'll roll in tonight and we'll have a meal for us there at the hotel, and get up tomorrow. We got a scheduled workout slot. Each team does, and so we'll get to go and get a feel for the facility and the field, and then just kind of, you know, chill out, whatever, relax, eat a good meal tomorrow night, and wake up Friday ready to go play. So it's you know, it's been a long week, I guess, week and a half, whatever, and so just try to get these guys, make sure they're hydrating good, resting, and getting ready to go play.
Well, I hope we brought some of our own food, because I heard Auburn has allotted our team 10 hamburgers.
You know he's not going to comment.
Coach, I got you.
We've been
I don't even know what
hard.
You're talking about. That's cool.
Okay. Good, yeah.
All right, before we let you go, Coach, your thoughts about Samford?
You know, gotten to watch a lot of video, about, you know, 4 hours worth on them, and they're a good team, or they wouldn't be there. They're going to be scrappy at the plate. They got 101 home runs as a team this year, so there's some maturity there. You know, we're going to have to pitch well to hold them down. They got a really good Friday night guy that I'm expecting us to see. So, man, I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a, you know, this is going to be a buster, and it's going to be a tough game. And you know, we're going to have to go out there and play well to win that game. And it's the most important game of the year, so we're going to go attack it.
Right. Well, Coach, I don't need to tell you, there are thousands of Golden Eagles got your back. And, you know, we love you guys and the baseball program and all the excitement you all bring to all of us. And we wish you nothing but the very best of good luck.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Appreciate all y'all's support. And, yeah, this whole town community and, you know, Eagle Nation, man, it's awesome. It's strong.
Coach, we appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right. Christian Ostrander, if anybody knows how to handle the pitching staff, this is the guy.
Yeah. Has he hung up now? He's not on the phone. He's not on the phone.
No, anymore. I think he's gone.
Okay. Let me tell you what I read into what he said. Tanner Hall's going game one.
I think they're going for the throat in game one.
Look, that's what we, you know, we were talking about.
I think that's the right move.
If that's what yeah.
You made such a great point yesterday. You said by doing that, you send a message to the rest of your pitchers. We have confidence that Tanner's going to win the first game, and you guys are going to win the tournament for us.
You dance with the lady that brought you, right? Why change anything? Why change the procedure that got you there,
yeah.
Right?
All right.
And it's Samford has everything to lose in this deal, you know, because if they've only got the one horse, he better perform, you know?
Right. All right, Golden Eagles about 10 minutes away from leaving for Auburn, and we appreciate Coach Oz spending his last few minutes in the Berg with us. We'll be right back. Ramey Motors and Purvis. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, we want to thank baseball coach Christian Ostrander for joining us as the Golden Eagles get ready to leave. I'm not sure why they put up with us the way they do, Kelly, but we're glad of that, and we always appreciate their accessibility. Hey, some news just came out from Southern Miss, actually a couple of minutes ago. ESPN announcing game times and viewing platforms for a number of home football games. Saturday, September the 2nd against Alcorn. That game will be at 6 p.m. on ESPN+. The following week, Saturday, September the 9th, a 7:30 game at Florida State. That game will be broadcasted at on ESPNU. I'm sorry. The Sun Belt also announcing a 6:30 p.m. start for USM's midweek game at South Alabama on October 17th. That on ESPN2. The Golden Eagles will travel to Louisiana on Thursday, November 9th at 6:30. That will be on ESPNU. So a lot of national stuff. And then on Saturday, November the 8th, Mississippi State kickoff at 11 a.m. That will be on ESPN+, unless, of course, Mississippi State elects to cancel that game to save their late season.
But in a side note, Conference USA has also released their television schedule, and the first game, North Texas versus Charlotte, is going to be on Vinny's cell phone.
Championship game on the Cartoon Channel.
Yeah, on the Cartoon Network. Yes, that's right.
Sam Clark is with us here at Ramey's. He is a Summerall Bobcat, former baseball player, and not really participating in the joyous atmosphere about Purvis being in the state championship game, Sam.
Oh, man, it's that's always been a huge, huge rival. That's a series you want to watch if you're a baseball fan, no matter what. Even myself and some of these guys that did play got to go down and watch here and there. So it's good. I'm very, very happy for Purvis. Happy to see him go.
Yeah, but you were telling us really off the air that Dakota Baker was not a good baseball player, that he really stunk, and that where does he get off talking about how good he was? Was he really that bad, Sam?
I don't know about all that. I try to keep my comments to myself.
Well, Dakota had indicated they were doing some kind of ceremony for him before the game. Yeah. Then we find out he's at the beach.
Yeah. I think they're building him a statue out
a
front.
Statue,
yeah.
A statue. Statue of Dakota Baker. Wouldn't that be good?
Made of ground beef and bacon.
Right, eating a bacon burger from McDonald's. Hey, Sam, a lot going on down here. I know you're involved in the sales. And we were talking earlier, I don't know how many dealerships there are in the country that sell such a variety of products. It's pretty amazing.
Man, it's pretty crazy. I tend to find myself traveling a bunch of different places. We have a camp actually up in Eagle Lake, which is in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And just there this weekend, just the folks are asking, man, what do y'all not sell? And it's kind of a big thing. And, you know, we're steadily expanding, growing bigger. Got a big building going on, you know, down the hill down here that'll be just parts and service. And I believe this up here is going to be a huge showroom from what I gather.
Now, do the sales guys and women here, Sam, do they have specific areas that they sell, or do you guys cross-sell?
So there's three of us on the car side, and then okay. Four of us selling on the power sports side. And the power sports side covers anything but cars and campers. So just us on the car side, we sell cars and campers.
And the campers are pretty new, right?
Yes, sir. All Coachman brand. We've got some Class C mobile homes as well, RVs. So excited about those. We're moving some product now, which is awesome.
Gas prices are starting to come back down again, which has always been one of the big, you know, things against the motorhomes and
absolutely.
Things like that.
Absolutely. They're not going to get you the most value for your gas, I can tell you that.
Right, for sure.
I'm going to tell you something else you guys sell. I bought one here a couple of years ago. It's the best machine I've ever bought. It's a Honda generator. It's amazing. You can let it sit there for 6 months. You can turn it on, and the second time you pull it, it cranks.
Absolutely. We have lots of those in stock as well. Matter of fact, last year for the Southern Miss Regional, I brought my little, the quiet 1100 series Honda generator. You crank it up, run the fans, and you never hear it. It just sits there and runs.
Well, that's the one that's kind of in a case almost.
That's
looks
correct.
Like it's almost in a case.
That's correct.
So even as hot as it was, you were comfortable.
Absolutely.
Honda makes as good a product as there is. Am I not right about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All the way from four-wheelers to side-by-sides, the whole works. I think they even have a new four-stroke weed eater now, so no mixing the gas there.
Just, but, and before you guys actually sell a brand, you research them, the company researches you. This isn't a just, hey, we want to sell it. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, checking each other out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ford and the guys, they do extensive research. Brian, they all, you know, have to go through interviews, and they come here and see what we have to offer, and then it kind of goes from there. It's a pretty cool process.
Are you not impressed with this guy? He never quit talking while he hugged a woman. Did you just notice that?
Yeah,
thing?
I saw
he
that.
He never stopped talking.
And I didn't see any women hugging either of you. So
it must have been that black and white picture that's now circulating on the internet. About
hey, Sam, if you got it.
You got it.
All right, Sam, what kind of cars and trucks you got out there?
Man, we've got anything from a Pinto to a brand-new Ford F-150 four-wheel drive. I'm just kidding. We don't have any Pintos.
I'm going to look at that.
You turn the key and it'll blow up on you.
Yeah, that's correct.
Hey, Sam, thanks, man. We
yes,
appreciate
sir.
You
thank
guys.
You.
Sam Clark, everybody at Ramey Motors. Want to thank these guys. We're kind of, they feel like family to us. We're here once a month, and we're very, very grateful for all they do with the Eagle Hour. All right, we got a great show coming tomorrow. We've got the Sanford baseball coach, Tommy David. We've got Cliff Russom and Patrick McGee. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top.
Into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.